Hey, hey, come catch this wave with the Fix Squad. The fix is in. I'm Mr. Soul. I'm tuning in. What you doing?
Got him. Look, real hip-hop revealed that it fits. Pure, you can feel it in the mix. Finally stop pushing the culture forward. This is it. Proceed at your own risk. Got him. Beach balls and life, giving them truth in it. Screaming revolution when only a few minutes. My sentiments exactly everything that we do clutch. Another reason to turn the volume up. Sheesh, know what we stand on. Solid ground where we land. Say it's no use, the culture was out of hand. But now out of reach, we gotta stick to the plan. Dark days for the sunshine. Any good news, I'm proof that it's living. Yeah, revolving the art, the shot go with it. Keep it a beat, so the block don't miss it. Welcome
to the city, stand up. James left, but the king still reigns here. No tears, no love lost, no rain here. Delivers, I promise, Santa rain here. Love for the city still resides here. Fix for your ailment, faith that resides outside the lines. Detox your mind, cause it matters. Art outside the box, we paint better. The fix is in, and we rock a channel. We rock with them for what's deep within. Expose those who talk but don't live. Expose those who talk but don't live. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they speak, so tell me whose face do they see? Repeat. Take offense. Judge by the fruit from the tree. But if the fruit tastes like the streets, and money is the fruit that they seek, so tell me whose face do they seek?
Welcome back, family. You're now tuned in to The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM, Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. Wake up with us. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in. And yes, wake up on this Wednesday, this wordy Wednesday.
Ooh, the word. Get that word on this Wednesday, huh? That's name.
Word.
Listen, that's the name of my church. Listen, the word church. Shouts out to the word church.
My
bishop, Dr. R.A. Vernon, and all my word church family. Listen, bless y'all. Bless you. I said, the word.
That word. That's right.
Yeah, go on, get this word this morning. Listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we are so excited for you guys to tune in, listen to us this morning. When I tell y'all this show off the hook, this is the right day. So, yeah, I know y'all be tweeting, but y'all might as well just start tweeting everybody. Just start tweeting everybody. Tell them the fix is on. I know y'all still sleeping, but wake up with us.
Yeah.
And we got a fun packed show. Of course, you know, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. And listen, our spiritual detox today, let's be very clear. It's different. We talk about real estate. We talk about real estate investment. We talk about understanding the importance of building a legacy or building some type of financial gain. And when you talk about that, most people think, you know, okay, are you a stock investor? You know, you need to know about universal stocks. You got a Robinhood account. You know, do you understand how to move stuff on a Robinhood account? And then, of course, the next thing that usually comes up is real estate. Are you buying property? Do you know how to buy property and have rental property? Do you understand that, you know, you can buy you a apartment complex for a little bit of nothing if you have good credit? We're excited to have Paige Turner, who's been in the game, a licensed real estate investor. She has a hit show on HGTV that will be joining us today for our spiritual detox. She's going to teach y'all how to get y'all money up and show y'all how to invest in some property and all that good stuff, Dice.
I love it. And that's what's up, too. So I don't know, man. Maybe we need to solicit her. Sis, can you find us our next home, please? Please, can we get a defix discount? Can I get a defix discount?
Yes, you can. Listen, that's family. Reach out to her. Let you know. Let her know who you represent when you reach out. So shout out to our sis. We're going to get Paige Turner on the line for our spiritual detox. And listen, we don't usually do this. Y'all know Dice and I are very careful on who we allow to be a part of our real talk conversations. So, yeah, y'all know y'all been tearing the internet up. Y'all been tearing the comments up. We know our brother, Pastor Dietrich Haddon, had a 50th birthday celebration last Saturday. And let's be very clear. He started to, you know, yesterday and I think the day before, put some pictures on there, you know, giving people the recap.
Yeah.
And long and behold, he put that one on there, Dice, that everybody started losing their mind. Well, you know, he put that one on there. Well, you know, the suggested one with his wife, and you know, she show dropped it. I promise you, I don't know if he picked it up or not, but she dropped it, and then she picked it up and dropped it again, and picked it up one more time.
As she should. Okay, don't play. That's what we're supposed to do. Focus. That's what we do. You gotta let them know because they got questions when you out with your man. You're like, no. this is mine. This mine right here. So please go on about your business. But yeah, no, she held it down. Like I said, very proud of her as a first lady, where she just was like, okay, okay, okay. Like, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And I think a personal and a public display of a healthy marriage is important in Christianity. I think we have to show this is our boo. You know what I'm saying? We love each other and we're going to celebrate each other and we're going to have fun. And if that was any other girl in that video, y'all be ready to shut this man down. So it's like, that's his girl and they get to be grown. They are married. Okay. They're under covenant, as you always say. They are under the covenant and they're having fun. So I was just happy, happy for them. Always happy.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to talk about it though, because of course the church lost their mind, and I've seen some suggested, you know, comments in some of they. Well, oh, yeah, the church at large. Just to be very clear, the church at large. This is not just, you know, any church in particular, but just believers. Mm. Yeah, they was half and half. I think some was for it. Absolutely, we need to show off marriage a little bit more and show off that they actually do like each other. Because it's one thing to love each other. You can love each other because of kids. You can love each other because you got money together. But actually like and show the display. And then is there boundaries in it? So that's the other thing. Everybody's like, okay, I definitely agree, you know, that's great, but should you be showing everybody that? So we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get them on the line and we're gonna get into it. So yeah, y'all don't want to touch that dial. Yes, Pastor Dietrich and Lady Dominique Haddon will be joining us today on that Real Talk Conversation. I know what y'all came for. Y'all came for these bangers. We got new music on the way from, let's get that Wande and Doe. Oh, my goodness. This pair of careers, this new pair of careers is off the hook. Let's get that one going. Okay. Right now, let's get our brother Shepherd featuring Dayton and Andy Rose. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio, healing, hope, and how-tos.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuned back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, right here on SiriusXM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. You know what time it is. It's time for our spiritual detox, and we in for a treat today, y'all. Listen, we talk about get that money right, get your real estate right, understanding how to invest, understanding how to make a little change on the show all the time. So I'm excited because, listen, we got a real estate agent owner, a licensed real estate agent on right now who has been doing it at a high level. Let's be very clear. She might come in and help you out and change your whole trajectory on how you even looking at that investment property and how you can get the value of that property up really, really quick. Listen, she got a new hit show on HGTV that's doing some crazy numbers already. So listen, without further ado, help me welcome in my sis Paige Turner from Fix My Flip. What's going on, sis?
Listen, I'm so happy to be here with you this morning. You know, I have no poetry for you. I have no rhymes for you.
You ain't got no bars. I feel like you got some bars. I feel like it might be a little love song, a little love song in you. You ain't released yet.
For the love of money, what's that from? New Jack City?
Yeah, for the love of money. No, we appreciate you. No worries. You don't have to. That's the beautiful thing about it. When we have this segment, we bring a little bit of everybody on, entrepreneurs, athletes, everybody. So it's not just artists that we sit down and talk to, because we want to keep our culture and our people up to date on everything. Listen, you got something powerful going on. I do want to ask, though, if you could share just a little bit of your faith journey, how you kind of created your own relationship with God first.
You know, I said a little jokey joke, for the love of money. It's, you know, the song, the old school song from, I didn't mean like, you know, we all know that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
Listen. We I ain't gonna date ourselves, but we in the same era. Don't get it twisted. The OJs was the whip that we ain't gonna hold you on that. That's a classic. Timeless music is timeless music.
I wasn't talking about scripture at that moment, but my faith journey, you know, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 19. Grew up in an agnostic house, although I did go to Catholic school, but it was all confusing back then. I didn't know who they were talking about between Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, Jesus. And so it wasn't until I was 19 and independent of my mother's house and Catholic high school that I found the Lord. And, you know, it's my man. I've been right by his side ever since. And I carry that into all the doors that God has either opened for me or the tables that I've had to build myself. Just like Noah had to build that ark. I'm like, well, listen, Noah could do it. I could do it. So my faith is my anchor.
How hard is that, though, to be honest? Because I love the fact that you talk about you walk in every door, you try to represent that you are a believer and that you're trying to do things the Christian way. But let's be very clear. We know from a business standpoint, sometimes that can be a little challenging because people, you know, you are a high value, powerful woman who's doing powerful things. So I know when some boardrooms you walk in, you intimidate men. Let's be very clear. We're not going to run away from the elephant in the room. So does that get challenging at times?
Every day. Every day, the world challenges my faith and sometimes my existence as far as my purpose goes. Because if you heard me say that, you know, because of my faith, it's the every door that God has opened for me, I've walked through. But I've also had to build my own tables, which means there were doors that did not, would not, and may not ever open for me. And that's fine because I know where my source is. And then as far as intimidation comes from with men and women, because, you know, it swings both ways. Every day I have to reground myself in faith and remind myself who I am in Him first. And sometimes 5 times a day, maybe even 10 times a day, because that's how trying this industry is. And whatever industry that is, if you're not sitting amongst people who believe like you believe and speak like you speak, then there's always going to be some kind of war there, warring all the time in the spirit. And sometimes I say, unfortunately, fortunately, because I'm equipped to do it. Unfortunately, I'm a soldier for the Lord. And, you know, which means I'm constantly in this spiritual fight because I understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I have to pull the page back and say, hold on, girl, check yourself. Now, sometimes it is just people, but most times it's spiritual.
That's good. Thanks for sharing that too as well. And we'll be praying for you because yes, I know that could probably be challenging. Let's talk about it. Listen, this is not your first walk on TV. I got to backtrack a little bit. Let's take us back to Tennessee and where you kind of started with your first show to where you are now. Catch the people who may never have heard of you up on how long you've been doing this.
Well, you guys, I by faith wrote an email to a production company and was on the network a year later back in 2016 when I was living in Nashville raising my girls. And that show was called Flip or Flop Nashville. I was part of a franchise, the whole Flip or Flop franchise that started out here in California. Once I graduated my last daughter from college, living and raising them in Nashville, I said, it's time to go back home to LA. Came back home to LA. My partner and I created a new show for me called Fix My Flip. Pitched it again, just like I did. I said, well, listen, God, if you did it before, you can do it again, right? And what Ty Trippin said, so let's do it again. I did it again, and it worked again. Got another show on HGTV, and that's how we've come to now season 2 of Fix My Flip on HGTV.
Yes, I appreciate you sharing that. Can you talk about the challenges, though? I know it had to be challenges when you first started and when you first got into this, especially when you were doing Flip or Flop.
Yep. So, yeah, Flip or Flop. You know, the network was different then. I was one of none, probably, Black women on the network. Right. And, you know, the challenges were real, you know, from something that might seem as minute as hair and makeup, you know, having a person who doesn't do Black skin or Black hair come in. And I don't care if they're white, Hispanic, whatever. If you ain't Black or you've never touched Black hair or Black skin, that's problematic because I have melasma. I have a hyperpigmentation condition. It was challenging. You know, that's just on the surface, you know. But then, you know, it goes deep in this industry on any network that you're on. I'm Black. I'm a woman. You know, I'm older. I'm not too old, but I'm not too young. You know, I just actually turned 50 a couple of weeks ago, which is a whole other episode for you. But, you know, it's challenging every day because you, especially on a network that doesn't do this, because I can do that. Right. You know, I have to remind myself, okay, well, what are your goals for being on this network? And then there's a challenge of part of this is me, though, you know, so you gotta let me be me at the same time. So it's constant. Listen, it's a daily battle with that. Am I taking this too far? Because I'm also not going to neglect the Black side of me.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to be too white. Am I too Black? It's a constant battle every day. So then I'm like, well, sometimes I just got to be me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm glad you brought up the black side of you, because I have to ask. I know you kind of asked.
I'm 100% black.
Right, right. Well, here's my thing, though. Absolutely. You're 100% black. You worked in a dynamic that I don't know too many black women would do. Let's be very clear. You worked with somebody you had a relationship with, and you guys split, and it was like, okay, we're no longer together, but somehow you guys figured a common ground to where y'all could still work together. I'm gonna be honest with you. Listen, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. We don't do that here. I don't care how much money involved. We ain't doing that. If we ain't together, we ain't together. So please tell us about that.
I am a black woman, but by racial chemistry, my mother's white. So that might be the white side coming out of me.
Priceless.
Let's keep it real.
The bottom line is we ain't messing the money up.
We're not going to mess with the money. Sometimes I walk on the sidewalk without my shoes. You know, sometimes my other side creeps out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, but you know, that was hard. And, but it was opportunity. And it was, I think it was great to shift that dynamic of who we are culturally, you know, or typically culturally, you know, like, oh, we don't do that. That's something I would say outside of people like, I could never work with my ex. But in reality, we did not work well together in a relationship, but we were still working in real estate together. We barely spoke, but he was a great builder, great contractor, and I was a great realtor and designer. So we barely spoke, but we would get those contracts done.
Wow. Listen, you're tuned into The Fix right here on Sirius XM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. DJ Focus, we got to go to a quick break. Don't touch that dial. We coming right back with more from Paige Turner. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Welcome back, DJ Focus. You're tuned back into The Fix right here on Sirius XM Channel 154, Holy Culture Radio. We still have the super talented real estate agent, Paige Turner, on the line with us. So, Paige, let's talk about it. How did you even get involved and even having an interest in doing real estate and everything that you do?
You know, that's a great question. Before I moved to Nashville, born and raised in LA again, I worked for Magic Johnson for many years. And one of my...
Wait a minute. She's just going to drop the mic and just... You go just tiptoe. So, you know, I'm a sports fan. And you arguably in the top five of greatest ever to do it. Yeah. By the way, I just worked for Magic Johnson and, you know... Okay, I'm sorry. Carry on.
That's so LA, right? My best friend's father was Quincy Jones. It's fine. Anyway, so, you know... My dad did all the glasses for Sammy Davis Jr. It's okay. So anyway, you know, and it just, so what we were doing, we were scouting locations for movie theaters to plant in urban neighborhoods. That's what Urban's vision was. Mr. Johnson's vision was. Mm-hmm. And we did one out here in LA in the Baldwin Hills area.
Y'all did one right here in Cleveland, Ohio, too, as well, at Randall Park Mall. Yes, you did.
Did one in Cleveland. And so during that time, long story short, I ended up in Nashville and I couldn't believe how nice the people were there. But so Ken Lombard, who was the COO at the time, my immediate manager, he was like, you know, you should get your real estate license. We're looking at all these properties. And so I started real estate classes in Los Angeles. And then about a year later, moved to Nashville, left my whole LA life behind, moved with my kids. And I remember what Ken said to me. And I said, I'm not really quite sure what that means to get your real estate license. I'm gonna look into it. I have three babies, single mom. Child, I still ain't seen a dollar in child support or even babysitting support, you know. So I had to figure out a way to.
Well, I can't go past that. Oh my goodness. There you go. There you go.
Cleveland. I won't date men from Ohio because of him. He's from Cleveland.
Is he really?
Yes. You know where he is. Now, listen, my kids are 28, but if you know where he is, just tell him to holler at him.
Oh, wow. So how is that being? So no, I want you to finish telling that, but you got to interject a little bit. How has that been? How did that impact your kids? So you don't have a father that obviously you said never involved. How did that impact your kids?
Maybe 10 times in the first 18 years they saw him. I mean, it impacted them. You know, I thought I kept them on a straight and narrow growing up. I would try to be very open, saying, "Listen, if you're having daddy problems, let me know. We'll get help. You know, we'll talk about it." My dad died when I was 8, but I was a daddy's girl. They didn't have that. And so they all have the same dad, in case anybody wonders how many baby daddies. There's just one. I have twins, so I had a 2-for-1. I have 3 kids total. And so, you know, but I see it impacting them now as adults. And it's harder now dealing with them as adults than it was dealing with them as children. So it's hard. I mean, it's jacked up because I'm going to go make my money. You clearly look at where we are. I've never, My kids and I have never been without, even in our deep, even in my, because they didn't know, deepest, darkest parts of my struggle being a single mom. We never missed a meal, never had to sleep in the car, you know, so I always kept it moving. They always had everything they wanted. But they missed that father part. I miss it, even with my dad dying. I mean, I know there's a big gap in my decisions and how I date and how I roll. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, daddy, if you would have just stayed around a little bit longer, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could have learned some more. So it was hard, and it's still hard for me.
Wow.
Because so, now, DJ Focus, he's creeped back around. That's my problem. But I got to let it go. Not my business.
Yeah. Well, yes. I agree. You got to let it go and let God be God. And I pray that he's being genuine. If he is back around, I speak so highly about it because I struggle because we need to stop not having black men in the households with the families. That's why I get so mad at, love my brother Nick Cannon, but I disagree with you. You keep having all these babies and you have all these different mothers, but you only one dad. You cannot be in all those houses. So you have all these kids where you only have a little circle, a pool of time to get them all together to say, yeah, y'all brothers and sisters. Now it's weird. We starting to create our own rules. Yeah. I want to get it back to the old school ways. No, we need to be in our households. I just think a kid needs both parents in the household. I just do.
Needs both parents. And also what Nick Cannon is doing is creating, even though each woman can make her own decision, all those women aren't going to be stable. Let me just say that.
They're not.
Being a first-time mom, those first 5 years are crucial to how the rest of your life is going to pan out. Because if that emotional just blow up happens for one day too long, it's a wrap for you.
Facts.
So facts. Those women they're not all honky-dory. I put money on it.
No, I put money on it too as well. And shouts out to you, Nick. If you're listening, we definitely want to get you on and hear your side and have you talk about it. You know how we do it over here. We got called out before like that. So I got to make sure I said, Nick, if you're listening, you know how to get a hold of me. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Man to man. So, come on now. Listen, I'm gonna hold you to that. I hit Ray. Ray Paige says she gonna hop on. So for someone who is looking to invest in rental property, walk us through just buying that rental property and being able to fix it up like you do on your show.
Well, the first thing I would, thank you for that question. It's a great question. The first thing I would say is, you know, find a mentor, find an investor who's already invested in the area that you want to purchase in, you know, and ask them, hey, can I shadow you? Can I just sit you down, pay for your time, buy you some dinner, and just really learn from you? Learning from a Google search or a .com or a, you know, someone on TikTok, that's not the way to learn real estate, because I promise you they're telling you wrong. So find a mentor, find somebody who you can learn from. And then find a realtor, you know, find a realtor who knows how to comp well, who actually sells investment properties and can guide you in that as well. And once you build your team and you get your lender and you figure out how you're going to source your finances, whether it's through hard money lending, which I'm not opposed to, if you can work at your house, borrow, you know, if you feel like this is where God is leading you, then God will direct you to the finances, because he did it for me. You know, I didn't have anything and I flipped my first house. Every time I look back, like, how did I do that? Well, I mean, I know God did it. And that's how I really got my start with building wealth by purchasing real estate. So find a mentor, learn how to do comps yourself, read off the internet, maybe go to the library and really start reading some good books on investing and how to, and set your team up.
That's big. That's big. Was there ever a moment, a property you purchased that you were a little skeptical about, like, man, this is might be too much to take on. Should I buy it? This area, the value really ain't popping like I really want to pop. Like, should I bust this move?
Yeah, actually, it just happened last year. I'm very transparent, folks. So it happened last year. Here I am. I've been on a ton of HGTV shows, second, you know, investment, you know, show. And I purchased a property that was outside of my zone. And I did not have anybody inside of that market to truly guide me, because I was like, oh, and I am a numbers person. But where I failed in this flip, the flip was a good investment. Where I failed in it is that, because I thought I was going to sell it real quick, but the market changed real quick about last March or April. And I got an offer on it that was $50,000 under my list price, and I should have taken it. Mm. But the really unbelief that the market was changing at that point, I was like, no, I'm going to hold out. So I held out 3 months later, ended up taking $100,000 less, less just to get rid of the property. So wow. I went against my experience. I knew like if this has been on the market for, I think it was like 30 days at the time, this is an investment property. My holding costs for $5,000-$6,000 a month, you know, California, you know, $5,000-$6,000 a month. So I should have just let it go. So yeah, I've had a couple of those. That one recently, the rest of them were earlier in my career, you know, just buying stuff to be buying it. And I shouldn't have, just wasn't sound.
How patient do you have to be in your game? Because I have to imagine, you know, you buy some properties and they might not, like you said, might not sell right away. So like, can you talk about being patient and understanding the process and in that?
You know what I think is more important than being patient? Being realistic. Because especially in this market, the market's changing week by week. You know, right now, you know, we've gone up 6 points on the interest rate. We are at historical lows for the last couple of years, 2-3%. Which we'll never get back down there again. Now we're, you know, in the 6% range, which is not the end of the world. I know when people are new in this business, they're like, 6%, don't buy a house. I bought my first house at 8.5% in 2003. There's nothing wrong with 6%. It's just that the cost of homes are really high right now, but you know, they're ticking down. Ohio's doing really good though. Like the whole state.
Yes, I know. We win it. I hate that you had this the trauma of the situation, the toxic relationship, but I was going to tell you.
I'm going to win in Ohio. Can't nobody win in Ohio. Not investment properties, not flips. Nobody can win. I'm just kidding, Ohio. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. We definitely win it here. We pray for you.
You know, so I would, you know, just say that you have to be realistic with markets and that your house may not be worth what you thought it was going to be worth when you first started your flip.
What's that one thing you would change? You've been around the game long enough, especially when you talk about in real estate. If you could change something, you had the power to change something, what would you change?
Well, I would change the education that Black people don't get about building wealth in real estate. And I'm not just talking about only, you know, average, you know, income buyers or even investors. I'm talking about people with money. There are athletes, entertainers who make millions of dollars and only buy their one big house. You know, they'll spend $3-5 million on their mansion, but not own any investment properties. So I would change it seems so simple. And that's one of my quests right now. Like I am going to change that landscape and show people from, you know, from A to Z, you know, from, you know, the lower end of wealth to the wealthy, how to build wealth in real estate, because we're just not taught.
Wow. Yeah, I agree. I think we need to be educated more. That's why I'm grateful you came on the show today to talk about it. Listen, I got to ask you a music question because, yes, we do music here. So I'm going to give you, if you could pick, so I'm going to give you two. One, I'm going to give you the gospel question, and two, I want to give you the mainstream question. So I'm going to give you the R&B question first. Give me your top three R&B groups of all time.
Top three R&B groups of all time. I'm going to say just a group, not an artist. A group.
I want to challenge you a little bit. Groups. Yeah. Because I know you know music.
Yeah. So we're gonna do Jodeci. All time. Ooh, that's so hard. We're gonna do Jodeci.
Yeah, come on. You got to go somewhere in Motown too. Don't play no games. You know you got to go somebody in Motown.
Again, hold on, focus. Now I told you my mother's white. My daddy died when I was 8.
You still have some Motown in your household. I can't believe.
This is honest to God. My connection is, I honor it now.
Wow.
I grew up with New Edition. I grew up with, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. New Edition. I go New Edition.
Okay. So, okay. But, I mean, I can go back. I know all the songs, but okay. I'm an 80s beat. I was born in the 70s, but I was really into music in the 80s, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to have to throw them in there as well. Who am I missing, folks? You really put me on the spot. I'm going to say,
I kind of feel like I know who you're going to say.
Who do you think I'm going to say?
Guy. If you said Jodeci and New Edition, got to be Guy.
But see, then I would go back to Teddy Riley's one of the greatest producers of all time to me.
Facts. That's why you pick. That's why you pick Guy.
Yeah. I'll go with Guy.
Okay, so give me your three top gospel artists of all time.
Well, I just about daily I listen to them right now. Of all time.
All time.
My all time though.
Yes. This is your time. Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna say Todd Delaney. He is a beast because all he does is sing scripture, which is also brilliant with publishing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Todd Delaney. I'm going to say Tasha Cobbs. Love me, Tasha. She's always going to take you in. And William Murphy.
Oh, That's a cheat code. Tasha and William work together all the time. Listen, that's a 2-for-1 when you show up at day church.
It sounds the same, but you know, they have the same spirit, you know. But
yes.
Those are my go-tos. Now Todd Galbraith too. He's my fourth go-to. You know, I have some serious go-tos going on.
Listen, we appreciate you this morning, Paige. Can you tell the people how they can watch your show, how they can connect with you and follow you on all your social media platforms?
Absolutely. Please, y'all, come celebrate with me every Thursday night. Prime time. We got a sister on prime time. HGTV. My show is called Fix My Flip. It airs at 9/8 Central. And you can follow me on Instagram at Paige Turner Unlimited.
Listen, we appreciate you, sis. Listen, keep it locked. We got to go to a break. We're coming back with more. You're tuned into The Fix. You know The Fix is in.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 154. And stop playing. You know what this time it is. It's about to get real around here, Dice. We talk about it all the time, that real talk conversation. If you just tapped in, you might as well tweet somebody, tell them, they on again, and they got a guest on this morning that's going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You don't want to hear the truth? Oh, well, good luck. Listen, let's be very clear. This is one of our brothers. Listen, we have grown up on his music, loved his music. He's a mogul in his own right. I know he don't brag like he should, but he's a mogul in his own right. Listen, he know fashion. He know how to preach the word. He can sing. Let's be very clear. You're not going to put him in no box. He is a musician, an artist, all of those things all in one, and just super dope. So listen, we know a lot of y'all went crazy a couple of days ago because, you know, he posted some pictures, the little photo dump of the recap of his 50th celebration of life.
Yeah.
And the church went bananas. Wait a minute. I know she ain't just drop it, pick it up and drop it again. Yes, she did. And so we got listen, Pastor Dietrich Haddon on right now with us. Bless you, Pastor.
What's good, my people? What's up, Dice?
Hey.
What up, DJ Focus?
Hey.
Good to be back with the family once again on The Fix.
Come
yes, man. I'm excited to talk to y'all about this. We got to get to this, man, because the Saints need help. They're sexually frustrated. That's
help them out, Pastor. Help them out.
A lot of people are sexually suppressed and frustrated, and they're allowing religion to stifle their relationships, and they're enforcing their religious ways on other people. And some of us are not having it. Some of us are free. We're confident in who we are in God, and a song and a dance, a twerk doesn't affect our relationship with God, especially if it's a twerk from your significant other, from your wife, or it doesn't affect your relationship with God. So, yeah, man, I did that dump. Like you said, I did the dump because my birthday celebration was so crazy.
It was lit.
It was lit. We partied. I said for my 50th birthday, I want to have a party. Like, you know what I'm saying? I work hard. I've been working hard for a good 50. Well, I'm 50 years old. Started when I was 16. So 30-something years, right? Dealing with church folk. Hard preaching. Hard singing. Like, I just want to relax. I told my wife I want to dance the night away. And all my church members were there. I said, y'all, don't wear your church clothes. Bring whatever your swag is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bring that. And we're going to have a party. And it was so crazy. And, you know, somebody happened to have a camera there while I was enjoying my wife. And she gave me a little birthday. It is what it is. It was something light, though. You know, wasn't nothing serious. But even something that light went viral. They don't know how we do. Man, my wife, we get down. You know, get down. So my wife, she can really boogie. She can boogie, right? But she was doing a little light work. And they went crazy on it. But I thought it was necessary. I knew what I was doing when I put it up there because I knew people were going to talk, but I didn't know it was going to go like hard like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I didn't know it was going to be like, oh my God, she dropped it and he got slow and he did. You know, they went crazy, man. And it wasn't even that deep, you know.
I love
it. I know it's something that they don't see every day. You don't see a pastor showing, dancing like that, dressed like that, you know, and having that much fun in no club atmosphere. You don't see it every day, but it's real.
Yeah.
It's my reality. It's my life. It's my what I wanted to do for my 50th birthday, and I don't apologize for that. That's it. You know, and I'm very open and public about my love for my wife and my affection towards her. And that's it. And people that have a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't, you know.
We gotta tell them nothing. I told Focus I was very proud of your wife. I said, look, I'm proud of both of you, but I think there needs to be more healthy displays of affection in outside of church. I mean, I loved it. I was like, and it's your birthday, so happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You, happy you, belated you, birthday. And like Focus said, we just love you guys. So it just seems like everybody would celebrate you. So it was kind of weird. It threw me off because I'm like, I'm gonna tell you,
it's a twisted world we're living in. It's a twisted culture. Anytime you can look at a happily married couple enjoying themselves together and they let you give you a glimpse of their lives, and people don't see our whole lives. We just give you a little glimpse when we post something up on Instagram, and you go and you see it as wicked. You see it as evil. You see it as too much. You see it all, but you can see everything else. You have nothing to say. And when I say everything else, I mean people indoctrinating our children into a world of confusion. People, it's just so much in our world that we're living in right now. I think it's important for us to be bold about showing a young husband and wife enjoying themselves publicly and bold. And as believers, people need to know that it's alive, it's exciting, it's lit, it's fantastic being married in the kingdom. Because right now the narrative is, I don't need to be married. Like, nobody is faithful. Like, the narrative is like, you know, it's whack. You know, I'd rather just go and date everybody and have sex with everybody and let the chips fall where they may. That's the world we're living in. Confusion. And so there has to be a model for what it looks like to have a healthy marriage and free, being free in God, in your relationship with God. So, and I know me and my wife's freedom offends people. I'm very clear on that, right? Because I know that world. I come from that religious world. You know, I'm a PAW, PK kid, apostolic. So their perspective, I'm very aware of. But I've been able to live 50 years and come to a conclusion for me that I've been in a marriage before that failed doing what they told me to do. And I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
So I got to do something different. Go ahead.
No, that's good. And I'm glad you shared that. Why do you think so many struggle with understanding that balance of being able to, like you said, show, no, it's more than just we love each other. We actually like each other. And it's okay to show this, our affection to the world. Why do you think so many believers struggle with showing that? Because it's like, to your point, you brought up how everything else is over-sexualized and everything else that's on TV and in our school system that we got to talk to our kids about. And everybody seems like they're okay with that. But then, like you say, you're a man of God. She's a woman of God. Oh, by the way, y'all are married. So it ain't like you just your side chick. This is your everything. Let's be very clear.
Right.
Why do you think they struggle with understanding the balance of being able to say, you know, absolutely, we're not of the world, but we can enjoy some things and show, you know, what God is doing for us down here too as well?
I think they've never really been taught. And they've never really been taught correctly. And unfortunately, people thought that holiness is an outside job. Like being holy, it's what you do. It's your works. It's how you dress. You got to make sure you wrap from head to toe. Got to make sure your head is covered. And unfortunately, that's been indoctrinated for years in us from the platform, from different churches, pastors and leaders. And they were teaching wrong. The truth of the matter is, holiness is an inside job. It's a heart matter of the heart. Because you can be wrapped in swaddling clothes, wear your tithe, got your clergy collar, and living like hell. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. We've seen it, and that is over. Holiness being an outside display is not it. You gotta, in order to be holy, you gotta have it working on the inside. You have to have God's love in your heart. That will show up. You got to have something working on the inside that will show up on the outside. And the truth of the matter is, if it's no sin in something, it's okay to do it. And I'm gonna tell you, here's a deeper conversation. Too much of anything can become a sin. Too much food can become a sin. Too much too much letting people control you can become a sin at a church. It's you have to live a disciplined, balanced life. The Bible talks about a balance is an abomination to the Lord. And a lot of people just don't know how to find the balance. And when somebody shows them the balance, instead of learning or asking questions, they attack what they don't understand. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think people should come to me and say, Dietrich, really give me your real perspective on this, and I'll be glad to share it. You don't think that'll make somebody stumble? I say, I hope they will stumble on true love. I hope they will. And find somebody that will, you know, let, you know, that will twerk for them and pray with them and play with them.
Come on now.
Somebody to play with you and pray with you.
Come
so
on now.
It's the truth. And that's why the divorce rate is so high in the church, and nobody want to talk about it, because a lot of people have been indoctrinated in this belief that they can't dance, that you can't wear certain things, you cannot do this, because people are going to. And what happens is, if you don't give people a panoramic, can I say that, perspective of who you are, they, when they see you in your humanity, they'll get messed up.
That's good.
So I'm very on purpose with showing people me as the prayer warrior, as the prophet, as the preacher, as the producer, as the actor. I'm not one dimensional. As the father, as the husband, the loving husband that cares for his wife. I'm very on purpose with giving people all levels. I can give them only what I can, but I believe in showing everybody everything so you can come to the right conclusion about me. Because if I just give you that I'm speaking in tongues and quoting scriptures all day, it's a lie. That's the hypocrisy.
We got to go to a quick break. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Listen, don't touch that. I promise you, Pastor Dietrich Hadgins in here, and some of y'all need to tweet somebody because their marriage is stumbling right now, and they need to hear this. So listen, we're going to a break. We're coming right back. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Stop playing. You know it's real. Got that real talk conversation. We still got Pastor Dietrich Haddon kicking it with us this morning. We're talking about kingdom marriages. So, you know, Pastor Haddon, you know, how did your wife feel? Once you all started looking at the comments and y'all started seeing negative comments, what was your wife's first response? Because I know she's very vocal too as well on her social media, and she ain't running away from no conversation either. So.
Hey, let me let you talk to her. Oh. They got a question. They got a good question for you. They said, "How did your wife feel?"
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Lady Dominique is in the building. Come on, Lady Dominique, come on in.
Okay, I'm gonna give her these earbuds. You can hear it in her own words.
Yay.
How are you?
Good, Lady Dominique. How you doing? Good. So I just was asking your husband, you know, we were talking about, you know, absolutely the epic celebration, you guys being able to enjoy yourself. And, you know, of course I asked, I said, all right, you know, when y'all started seeing the negative comments from y'all dancing together, you know, what was your response? How did you feel about that? You just being able to listen, embrace your husband. It's 50 years. It's his birthday. And yeah, y'all married, y'all grown. This is, yeah, let's be very clear what we're talking about.
Right. No, I thought it was very silly, and it just shows the state of the church right now. Like, we're focused on the wrong things and not things that are really impacting our daily lives. Like, me dancing on my husband should not be a thing. Like, it should be celebrated. It shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you're doing this lewd act in front of everybody. When I was like, this is not even a sexual act. This is dancing. That was mild compared to what's online. Things that I see. My butt went out, my breast went out just a little bit, but it wasn't, you know, to me, it was done tastefully. Cause I could have gone to extreme, which I did, and I was mindful of where I was and who was around. So I think for people to take it as something that was not done in love and within the confines of my marriage, because it ain't my boyfriend or my baby daddy, it's my husband. So for me, it was a display of love to my husband. He's 50 years old. He got a young wife. I'm not gonna be in there being somebody's church mother. I'm not a church mother. I'm gonna be 38 years old.
Come on now.
So for me, I'm a be 38. He can be 50. He can act his age, whatever that may look like to him. But I think the church should lighten up a lot, because that's why a lot of people don't even want to be around us. It's coming. Like, oh my God, y'all go to church. Mm-hmm. I think it's, for me, I just think it's something that we should see often from people, men and women of God, who are pastors, to show that they love their wife outside of just saying, stand up and look at my beautiful wife here to come see me preach X, Y, and Z. And she'd be like, my wife is fine. She's amazing. We have sex often.
We're going dancing.
We're going dancing. We're doing this. We're doing that. I think people, especially like my generation and a little bit younger than me, we want to see that. We don't want to see the first lady just all, you know, she got a word every time. We want to see her be a woman. That's what I think we need to see. So those are my thoughts.
We love it. Like I share with your husband, I'm quite proud of you. Thank you very much. And that's your husband, and you guys are grown, and you definitely have served, and we've seen you guys serve in different capacities, and it's okay to display, you know, that healthy love in public. And I just appreciate y'all. I really do. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all for appreciating us. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you think before we let you go, Lady Dominique, did you think that the church is scared to express themselves sexually, like in public? Like, is that something that, do you think that's why so many kingdom marriages are crumbling, because they're not having these conversations about making sure you keep it spicy and keep it funky in the bedroom and everything?
Absolutely. They over there just doing missionary. You got to do more than that. The man of God need a lot.
Jesus. Jesus.
Hey, tell the truth. That's the word.
Hey, shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Devil. They need a lot.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
These pastors are horny. They ain't going to tell you that.
We're preaching. They're going to tell you that. We're casting out devils. We need what we need.
That's right. That's right. No, that's right.
what's that one thing you want to tell to all the kingdom wives out there, First Lady, before we let you go, just encourage them to be okay, to be in themselves and make sure that they keep their husband and their needs are being satisfied too as well in the bedroom?
I say do whatever you see online and women doing online, do that to your husband. Because he's looking at it. He's scrolling on his Instagram.
Maybe you don't do that. Not the bishop scrolling. Not the bishop swiping.
Not the bishop part. Bishop, what you looking at?
All of them.
Can you do
all of them? Yes. All of them. Whatever you see online, you do the same thing to your husband, because he's looking, or he's expecting that from you. He ain't going to tell you directly because he don't want to offend you, but that's what he wants. So whatever you see that's going on in the world, give that to him so he don't have to go and look online to live in a fantasy or live through somebody else. So that's what I would tell women. And it's okay to be sexy. It's okay to be cute and to do it in a tasteful manner where your husband is not offended or insecure about you thinking you're trying to do that for somebody else. He knows that you're doing it for him. So that's what I would tell women.
I love that.
That's so good. When the love series coming out? When the love series coming out? Y'all preached this already? Can I pick the DVD up? Can I stream it?
Not yet. Like, he don't let me talk too much because I'm Baptist. So I'm
what y'all say. I got to watch her.
You got to watch her, Pastor. Listen, I appreciate you allowing for your wife to speak
a little bit. I'm telling the saints, don't mess up my birthday twerk.
Don't mess it up.
My wife done blessed me now, and y'all got a problem with it. It's okay. It's okay.
They just jealous,
you know. And you don't have to agree with it. It's okay. I'm not. You know, we can disagree without disrespect.
That's right.
You know, and it's, you know, when you, like I said, when we let people in on our lives, we just shared a little bit of who we really are, and because we want to give you something that's real, and we want to show people how you can be a believer and be free. And we've spent a lot of time beating people up over the microphone and telling them what they can't do. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't wear this. You can't wear that. I mean, we've been indoctrinated on the things that we cannot do, but nobody's really taken the time to really teach and really show what you can do, how you can enjoy yourself, how you can, what you can wear, where you can go. And there's many places that people are, and things that believers are deprived of, that God is not trying to deprive them of it. religion is. So dancing, you should be doing that. Wearing your freakum dress with your husband, you should be doing that. Doing a little twerk with your, you should be doing that. All the things that make him happy, you know, because the marriage bed or your marriage is undefiled. So I just pray that people will be freed and be delivered from the oppression and control of religion that have smothered them out, and that relationships and marriages will be restored. And if we have to be the sacrificial lamb to open that up for people, then let it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Listen, I got to talk a little music before we get out of here. I know you got something you cooking up there. What you got? Because you always got some bangers in the closet. You just, should I pull that one out? Nah, they ain't ready for that one. Let me pull this one out.
I got my best song I think I've ever done in a while. It's a song called Back to Life. It should be hitting radio now. The energy of it is crazy. It's like throwback, but it's now. The hook is crazy. It's called Back to Life. I believe the Fix will love it. Once you drop it, they're going to love it. It's Back to Life. It's going to drop for everybody, I guess, in a couple of weeks. But it's hitting radio now, so you guys should be getting it. Let me get it to you so your people can hear it today. If you will, play it for them. It'll be incredible.
Listen, without further ado, go ahead and tell the people how they connect with you, follow you, and introduce your name, your new banger. Let's go.
Yo, people, on The Fix, it's your brother, Dietrich Haddon. Follow me on Instagram, D Haddy, got the blue check. And on Facebook, the blue check. Here's my brand new single. It's the best song I've ever written. It's called Back to Life. Everything that have dried up, everything that you feel like you've lost, God's going to bring it back around full circle, and it's coming back to life in Jesus' name. Turn it up, though. Turn it all the way up. Let's go.
Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
What did he say? I missed that. Did you hear something you need to hear in full? Not a problem. Get the podcast and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Holyculture.net/podcast.
Welcome back, family. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix right here on Holy Culture Radio. And listen, we listen, ain't nothing but tweets going everywhere, because this thing all today was off the hook. If you just now waking up, hit the rewind button. If you're on the SiriusXM app, you need to hit the rewind button. Start from the beginning. Don't even just go to the start from the very beginning and work your way through, because this was a jam-packed show today. We just upset we ain't have more time, because we had more time. We listen. I had a few more questions, but I say I know I was on the clock, Dice. I know I'll be on the watch, so I'll be like, oh my goodness, we ain't got enough time. But we definitely appreciate Paige Turner stopping by for that spiritual detox. Listen, she has a hit show on HGTV called Fix My Flip. When I tell you, she has been in the game for a very, very long time. She's a licensed broker. She's a real estate agent. And when I tell you, she's able to come and work miracles. She can take a house and rebuild that thing back up and get some money in your pocket. For all my investors out there, for all my people looking to get into real estate, you definitely want to check her out. Her show airs on HGTV every Thursday, 8 p.m. It's called Fix My Flip with Paige Turner. So definitely tap in for that. And I appreciate her sharing her journey too as well. She helped. She worked for Magic Johnson for a lot of years, and she helped establish a lot of his businesses, his movie theaters, and some other corporations that she helped set up for him. And just her journey. I'm sad to hear that. You know, she don't like my city, Dice, and it's because of her. Unfortunately, her son's father. She met her son's father here. They still ain't worked out. They still ain't worked out that toxic relationship, Dice. So. She was like, you from Cleveland. Yeah, I know somebody from Cleveland. I'm like, what you mean? I ain't did nothing. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. I ain't did nothing. She's like, no, not you. Somebody else. But definitely shouts out to her. And I pray that she works that out. I pray that, you know, if he's listening, I know she's listening. Listen, I pray they work that situation out. We talk about toxic relationships all the time on here. And we need to get those things taken care of. Like, let's be very clear. We need to get those things taken care of. How good was Pastor Dietrich Haddon and Lady Dominique stopping by?
It's just always good when they come through. Well, definitely him, but definitely that she came through this time. I love it. I just love the truth in it. You know, we always talk about kingdom relationships here and how, you know, some of them are falling, or as you like to say, crumbling, because there's a lack of intimacy. There's a lack of love. There's a lack of openness. And then you got people sneaking outside the relationship to go get the thing that they done saw. And I really love how Damarella broke down, hey, whatever you're saying, you need to be doing for your husband. Like, because that's something he's looking for and looking at anyway. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to keep your marriage healthy, you need to be involved in the things your husband likes. And I mean, you know, women, we're supposed to be holding it down. Like, so that's why even when I saw their video, I was like, yes, I'm super proud of her. Like, yes, that's your man. That's your man. Please represent. So I don't know. That's how it is over here. Anybody got no corny marriage over here? So, I mean, it ain't nothing but animal noises and glow sticks. Y'all already know. That's what's going on over here. So please, and we can keep all the windows open downstairs too. So don't be trying to listen. You been and saw something you can't unsee. You been and broke your back trying to mimic what we got. My husband, I kid you not, he was like, I think we need to put some we need to get some lower bar lights above the bar. And I was like, honey, that ain't gonna work. We need that bar. You right. Hey, listen, it's your relationship. You guys are supposed to be loving each other and having fun. So I love that these guys were having fun. And they show that, and we know that they are men and women of God. So why is anybody hating on them? I don't understand. It's his birthday. It wasn't in the middle of a service. It was his birthday.
Birthday love. And I love it because he did advertise and he did tell everybody, listen, I want to have a little fun. It's my 50th. This is an epic one for me. Half and that's 100. My thing. So we're going to have a show on that, the balance. Mm-hmm. Where's the balance in between being able to have fun? Now, I do, like I told you, and I talked to him about it too as well, just in general, you know, make sure you're comfortable. I don't think everybody should be posting and showing everything, because you can tell the mm-hmm. people that's comfortable with showing stuff and the people that are just trying to just show stuff just to show it. So I have issues mm-hmm. with that. But I am grateful. Once again, yes, he was with his wife. This is not mm-hmm. a side mistress or some side situation. Mm-hmm. It's his 50th mm-hmm. birthday party. And yes, you might not agree with everything he did, but, you know, let him live. That's my biggest thing. We can agree to disagree, but come on. Mm-hmm. The nasty comments and stuff, I don't think that's called for.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
Church need to stop that. Yeah, need to stop that.
They're married.
We should be celebrating any kind of love that they got going on. So, I mean, we need more marriages to have more fun so that they will last a little bit longer. So I'm excited to know that they're, like they said, just a little glimpse, little peek. Like, we like to have fun. We like to dance and focus. You already know. I mean, listen, that's how we should be. We should be setting the standard anyway.
Listen.
Go ahead.
That's why I'm quiet, because I
know you're quiet.
So absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, ain't nothing born in this house.
No.
We just, you know, we're humble over here, but there's nothing boring. In my household. Okay. No, I'm a full agreement. Absolutely. I tell all my single brothers out there, please mm-hmm. marry what you like. Don't. Let's not act like physical attraction is not a real thing. It's a real mm-hmm. thing. You got to roll over in the middle of the night and look mm-hmm. at this person. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that's what you want. That's what you mm-hmm. want to make mm-hmm. sure you pull a little bit closer. Why are you over there? Here mm-hmm. is where I need you to be. Just right here. Yeah. Right, absolutely. Here, right here. So marry what you like. Make sure you know, absolutely. You need to be physically attracted to her. And then, of course, absolutely, she need to love Jesus after that. I tell everybody, listen, if she got to be fine to your liking. Next thing, if she got to love the Lord, because if she don't love the Lord, she going to leave you. Let's be very clear, because if you ain't got no word in you, we'll all wake up the next day and say, you know what? I can't go get me another Kimmy. I can mm-hmm. go get me another Michael. I can go get me another Stacy. I can go get me another Jerome. Because mm-hmm. ain't no covenant to it. Ain't no principles to it. Ain't no mm-hmm. God in that marriage. So, them the two biggest things. Everything else you can get. You can get time. You can get money. You can get all type of stuff back. But, make sure y'all physically attract to each other and y'all both love Jesus. If y'all got them two, y'all die together.
I love it.
That's real. Listen, that's our time. We got to get out here. Go out and be great today, kings and queens. Listen, show the love of Christ, because that's what Christ would want you to do. Please make sure you know you represent Jesus Christ every day. You pick up your mm-hmm. cross. You are an mm-hmm. ambassador for Christ. Make sure before you cuss that lady out, you catch your words. Make sure before you try to do that little slick move, you know, no, that ain't representing God right. So just make sure we just holding ourselves accountable and doing everything we can to represent God the best we can. And listen, spiritual warfare is real. So let's continue to pray off them demonic presences and spirits that might be messing with us and having us doing this stuff we ain't got no business doing anyway. Let's be very clear. Hey, until tomorrow, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.